a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. KSL News Time is 8 o'clock. Today is Thursday, the 24th day of September. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, 65 degrees.
Waiting for a crash to clear up middle of the valley on northbound 15. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Utah's 2020 school year. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Elementary school students in the Davis School District will be able to return to in-person classes on Monday.
Utah's 2020 school year. KSL TV's Matt Rascone has a special in-depth report from last night's emergency meeting of the Davis School Board.
It's working. Don't mess with it.
It's a debate playing out at school districts across the state.
Let's keep it the way it is.
How to keep students healthy.
Thank you.
While learning.
It's challenging. It's a difficult thing.
For Tobin Hagen, the two-day hybrid schedule for his high school kids hasn't been easy.
But it's kept our kids safe.
Hagen sees the schedule as a success. But take a few steps down the sidewalk. And parents like Melinda Parkett.
And they have yet to be able to even get back to a regular rhythm of schooling.
Have had enough of the interruption to their students' class schedule.
At least my first grader, he's mainly spending most of his time learning how to use the computer.
Through it all, school board members have had their hands and email boxes full.
Okay, so those letters could go out one day and one the next.
Even during the meeting, parents were determined to get their message across.
You know, I am not too concerned about COVID just because I feel like in Davis County, the numbers are not that high.
In the end, Parkin got what she wanted for her elementary kids, a four-day schedule.
That would kind of erase all the gains we've made.
But because of a higher rate of spread among older students.
We all want more teacher instruction because teachers are amazing.
Board members decided Hagen's kids and other high schoolers will stick with 2 days of class.
Again, our thanks to KSL TV's Matt Rascone. Sports and other extracurricular activities can continue in the Granite School District, even where schools are closed because of the coronavirus. The school district informed parents this week.
They're all excited to do their part to be able to play their sport. That athletic side of it is important to those kids, not only physically, but emotionally and mentally also. It helps them.
The district says sports and extracurricular activities can continue despite other shutdowns as long as the team or group has 3 or fewer COVID-19 cases.
For all the kids not going to school, an expert is offering some homeschooling tips to parents. Utah's 2020 school year, our team coverage continues with KSL News Radio's Todd Fuchs.
She was homeschooled and now has homeschooled her own kids for the last 14 years. HomeschoolExpert.com's Ann Crossman says, first, be loose with the schedule.
Develop a flexible structure. Even for parents doing remote learning through their local public schools, they may not be managing the content, but they're still managing the classroom from home.
Second, Crossman says kids learn differently. Some learn better visually or audibly or even actively. Figure out how yours does it. And third, get a pod.
Develop a community of like-minded parents who are also trying to school from home that you can lean on, encourage each other, share resources.
After you've checked those boxes, then you can buy a curriculum that's right for you. Todd Fuchs, KSL News Radio.
A BYU football player now has pneumonia after getting COVID-19. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live with more. Mary?
Tim, we're learning from his father that offensive lineman Tristan Hodge had COVID-19 with just a few side effects. He finished his quarantine. He went back to the field, but on Tuesday after practice, he was struggling. His father, Marty Hodge, says now they find out he has pneumonia.
No one is more healthy than that kid I know. I know what his diet is. I know he does all the safety protocols, masks, social distances. Lives by himself, does everything he's supposed to do for this COVID.
He spoke on Twitter about it last night. He says this hits home and health is more important than football. And he said Tristan will be back only when his health will allow him to return. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
A Utah company says they will not renew their deal for a suite at Vivint Arena because of social justice protests by NBA players. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with a story, John.
Yeah, Amanda, it's the decision by Utah Jazz players to kneel for the national anthem while playing in Orlando that resulted in the company deciding to not renew their license suite with the Jazz. SME Steel Contractors, which is based in Utah, says they will no longer be supporting the team until they cease their protests. In a letter to the team and KSL Sports, they said they've been disappointed with recent actions by the NBA, which includes the owners, coaches, and players of the Jazz. SME says they've licensed a full suite to all Utah Jazz games going back to 1992. Over the past 28 years, the company says they've paid approximately $6 million in ticketing and licensing fees for the games. KSL Sports says at this time the Jazz ownership has not yet responded to the company's letter. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.